The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Not Your Cup of Tea, where the only thing darker than our humor is our coffee. And that's been sitting here since 1997. This is the only show that promises two things: questionable jokes and even more questionable life choices, both of which come back to haunt you, kind of like your ex's text messages at 2 a.m. Why did the Scarecrow get promoted? Because he was outstanding in his field. Why did Chuck and Billy get a show? Because someone somewhere underestimated the power of poor judgment. Our puns are like our family secrets, buried deep, occasionally unearth themselves, and make everybody uncomfortable at Thanksgiving. We asked our listeners for feedback. Now the ghosts in the studio won't stop moaning. Not Your Cup of Tea, where every show is like a family reunion. Awkward laughs, unresolved trauma, and someone crying in the bathroom. Our motto: if laughter is the best medicine, we are definitely making the world terminal. Buckle up. This is the only program where the dead air has a better personality than the hosts. Our producer says to keep it lively, but honestly, if you're listening to us, you've already flatlined your standards. Last time someone said these jokes killed, we had a visit from the coroner. But don't worry, they said it was death by punning. So here's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Hey everyone, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, also streaming on PCTV. Yeah, it's Billy's here, don't worry. He just showed up. I seen him walk in. Right. Hey man, what's up? Oh man, good times. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm so exhausted, bro.
Do you ever know what you're talking about?
No, not really. These days. So, yeah. It's been a week.
It's been a banner week.
Well, you had fun.
I did, over the weekend.
Yeah, I seen some pictures and some videos.
Yeah, I didn't post all the videos. I think the longest video I have is probably about 4 minutes long, because you don't want to post videos of an event like that and, you know, give too many details, because there's a lot of stuff in there that happens that should
stay quiet.
It should stay within the room. It should stay within the room you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was like, I don't know, somewhere around 1,000 people there.
Nice.
Somewhere in there.
Nice. Looked like you had a blast, though.
I did.
That's good.
I got to meet some pretty cool people.
Yeah?
But not just fans, but... I got to meet the cast, so
that's awesome.
It was pretty cool. So, those of you just joining, or the fact that I'm just joining, I went to something called Wentworth Con, and it was for a show called Wentworth. It was Australian show about a women's prison, and viewer discretion under 18. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, some of the signatures.
Well, even the show itself.
Yeah,
like totally viewer discretion under 18. So. Yeah. It's got some pretty interesting storylines. But right from season one, you're hooked.
Yeah.
I mean, the first few shows are so filled with craziness that you can't stop watching it. You know how some shows, they start off really slow.
Yeah.
You know, the first season is just pretty much you're meeting all the characters, and, you know, it's kind of like a slow start, but then it gets really, really good. This is really, really good from the first episode.
That's good.
So,
see, that's why I don't watch shows, because they're always always first few shows are boring. You don't want, it's just like, and then all of a sudden it starts to rise, but you don't get there because you don't want to watch the show anymore because it's boring.
Well, the crazy thing is that this show came out in 2013.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it until about 2015, 2016. Somewhere in there, and started watching it then from the beginning. And it was on Netflix, the whole series. But it is not there now.
Yeah.
Because it's Australian-based.
Oh, okay.
So the U.S. took it off.
Figures.
Streaming. So it's on Roku right now for a limited time, but it's only season 2 through 5, which doesn't make any sense to me.
How many seasons? Like,
there's 8. But it doesn't even have the first season, so you can't really watch what you know, what leads up to what's happening. You jump in the middle of it, and it's like, whoa.
We don't want to give you the first season.
No.
You need to watch the second season.
But I believe some of them could be purchased on Amazon, but not all of them. Yeah. Again, but like there's box sets, but they don't have the entire series. So
that's crazy.
I did find the box set on eBay.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You can only the whole thing,
but you can only play it on like a PS5 or something where you can change the settings because it's Australian.
Oh.
It's not like the language. It's the settings.
Yeah.
So DVDs won't play unless you have unless you can change your settings.
Oh, that's cool.
But the PS5 does that. So you have, in case you didn't know, if you have a PS5. You can change your settings only 5 times. So pick wisely.
Yeah. Like,
because you remember, you got to change it and then change it back. That's twice.
Yeah.
I haven't had to change it back yet because I've been, of course, I need to watch it again.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you can watch a lot.
That's awesome. It just looked like you had a blast. Like the videos I watched, I was like, they seem like they're amazing.
They're awesome, dude. They're awesome to hang out with. They have a lot. There's a few of them have a lot of energy. So the main character's name is B, who is played by Danielle Cormack, and they're all amazing. All of the actors and actresses are just phenomenal. Like you get hooked real easy, real quick. But meeting them is pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. So I got to, you know, have photo ops with them and then autographs later. And it was awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we got to hear some stories about, like, behind the scenes and, you know, maybe what they were thinking when they were running certain scenes and lines and, you know, the set. And we got to hear some stories, some pretty funny ones.
That's cool.
And they're raunchy, dude.
Like they us are, when we do our podcast.
Yeah, they are raunchy. But it's awesome.
Hey.
But it's awesome.
Anything to have fun. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
And I met some really cool people. So people from everywhere. There was people that came from Illinois, people that came from Arkansas, people that came from Alabama, people that came from Louisiana.
Nice.
You know.
We're going to say this, Wentworth, man.
Yeah. It's really awesome. So I didn't even know they had these.
Yeah.
It's called Wentworth Con. So it's a convention, but I didn't even know they had them. They started them in 2019 in New Jersey, and I went to New Jersey for this one, and it was 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. We went on Friday because everything starts on Friday in the evening.
Yeah.
So there's like a welcoming party in the evening.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then Saturday is the all day were cast members, panels, and very, very interesting. And then at Saturday night, we did karaoke with two of the cast members. So
that's awesome.
It was fun. It was a lot of, as a matter of fact, I found a video of me. So
you're like, yes.
Yes, I did get to go up and sing a song. So there was, nice. You know, because there were so many people, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. So, you know, you put your song in anyway, because you just never know. And they called me up second. So I was like, already?
You're like, I don't have enough drinks in me. Hang on.
No, I hurried up and went and got a couple of drinks beforehand.
Let's do this. Yeah.
But apparently it made an impact. So the next day, one of the cast members that was there was the first panelist on board. And the first thing she mentioned was the karaoke the night before and my song.
Oh, nice.
So and then other of the cast members, it was pretty funny. So the woman who plays Frankie in it, her name is Nicole Da Silva, and I went to go get my photo op with her, and she as I was walking away, she turned around, she goes, "Hey, I heard about your singing last night," but she didn't like that accent.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, that's so cool."
She heard me.
She,
oh my god,
she didn't hear it, but she heard about it.
Oh, okay,
that's
even better.
So that means that somebody was talking.
That's
but
good.
Yeah, so I got to meet Frankie, B. B was there both days. I got to meet Kaz Proctor. I got to meet Bridget or Gidget. I got to meet Reb. I got to meet Will Jackson.
Yep.
And I got to meet
the big dude that was in the picture with you going like this.
Yeah.
That dude's huge.
He is huge.
Holy moly. He's a monster.
And I got to meet Kate Box, and she plays Lou. Later on in the show. Yeah. I loved that character. I thought that character was pretty cool.
So which one was your favorite character?
Oh, they're all my favorites. I really can't pick one. I really can't pick
one. It's like once you meet them, you're like, you're all the best.
Yeah, well, not even once you meet them. It's just like, even in the show, it's an amazing show. So it's hard to just pick one that you absolutely love. Everybody loves Frankie.
Yeah.
And there's reasons for that. Frankie is awesome.
Yeah.
B is the you know, the main character of the show for a long time. And so, of course, you love B. You know, and of course you love Frankie. Of course you love them all.
Yeah.
But they all have their certain things about them that you love. Some of the villains, unfortunately, Joan wasn't there, and the person who plays Joan is Pam Rabe, and she's in Australia. So, but I hear that she is like the Meryl Streep of Australia. So, watching her though, she's one of the biggest villains.
Yeah,
and you grow to like hate that character so much. But the actress is really cool. I didn't get to meet her.
Yeah,
but I would have loved to.
That would have been great.
Because she did so phenomenal to make you hate her.
Yeah.
Like, she did so phenomenal. She did her job. She totally did her job.
See, but I hate the people that, like, watch the show and think the person's actually like that. You know, they're like, I don't like you. You're garbage. And it's like...
Yeah. No. And so a lot of them bring their energy.
Yeah.
So their own kind of twist, their own kind of energy.
Yeah.
So Kaz Proctor, who is Tammy McIntosh, had a lot of energy.
Yeah.
That, you know, at the Wentworth Con. A lot of energy, awesome vibes, just an awesome person all around, but she had the same energy in the show. Like, she was very energetic. Her character was very energetic. And, you know, she had strong views. But she was just as awesome in person.
That's cool. See, that's fun, man. That's why I want to go to a horror con and meet, like, Kane Hodder and...
Yeah.
But it's funny because Kane Hodder is shorter than me.
So, yeah, he's small.
But I would
not
love
small, but he's...
He's a beast, but I want to meet him. What is fuzz? Like, you hear that, right? This speaker
sorta.
Is... Like, if this phone does not stop ringing, I'm going to kill whoever
keeps calling me. I hear that. I kind of heard that.
I'm going to kill whoever keeps calling me. it's driving me nuts. Like, if I already declined it 3 times, stop calling me.
Or if it's important, yeah.
It could be, but not to me right now. Anyway.
Well, it could be.
It could be, but I'm not going to be like, hi, this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We can't answer the phone right now because we're in the middle of a session. No,
it's all good.
People are like, well, I was just calling to ask if your Geico insurance is paid. Dude, really? No.
We need to talk to you about your warranty, your extended warranty. Like, no, you really don't need to. Goodbye.
Your extended warranty on the duct tape on the front of your car. Oh, yeah.
Your extended warranty is running out. Hey, listen, I didn't get an extended warranty, so.
I
don't know who you think you're talking to.
Yeah, I have a moped.
I have an e-bike. What do you? It's even better when somebody doesn't have a car at all. Dude. And they call, and they're like, we're calling about your extended warranty, and you're like, I take the bus. Yeah. Like, call them.
On my legs? What like, do you mean?
Like, my shoes? The Shoe Leather Express, possibly?
Yeah.
There could be.
It would be funny.
I might have bought warranties for my shoes, I don't know.
I don't even know these days. There's so many warranties for everything, it's like...
You get up to the register and they ask you all these questions. You don't know if they're asking if you want a warranty or not.
Do you have a warranty for your hats? No.
Oh, do you get them for like electronics at like Walmart and stuff? Do you want a 2-year warranty?
But they ask dumb. It's like some of them are dumb. Like they don't make any sense. Like if it dies and it doesn't cost that much, I'm just going to buy another one.
Yeah.
If it's like really expensive, then I think about it. And I usually like, all right, it's only a couple bucks more, but you know, I'll do it.
But it also could cover like a component. Like, if it's just a component, they can fix it.
Like, when I bought the on things from Walmart, which I can't stomach. Like, everything that says on, the ON.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
all I can think of is TVs.
Yeah. I bought the plug-in for my speaker.
Yeah.
So I can hook up my drum set, my electric drum set. And the thing broke, like, in 3 seconds. Like, it snapped in two, and I was like... And I had to get pliers to pull it out of my speaker.
Oh, my.
I was like, that's amazing. Good stuff. And
I'll definitely buy this again.
Yeah, no. So I was like, okay. So I brought it back. I was like, dropped it on the counter. I was like, just wanted you to know I just bought that and it just broke. He's like, wow, that's cheap. I was like, well, it's from you guys. So, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to go to Wood Brothers and buy a real one. And I did. It's been lasted forever for almost a year.
Just saying.
Ah, yes, he's wearing the Wentworth Con thing. Nice.
T-shirt, yeah. They had a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of free stuff, too.
Oh, cool. What'd you get? Like,
you got an event poster and a bag to go with it, and then all the autographs came with it. So no matter which ticket you got, whether it was general admission, whether it was VIP or gold member or whatever club, you got autographs each day from all of them.
So. See, some places like that, they're like, oh, if you buy general admission, you have to pay $700 to get a picture and an autograph from, like, Robert Englund.
Yeah, well, you had to pay for photo. You had to pay for photo ops, but they weren't bad. It was $50.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
And you can bring your friend in with you, so it wasn't like $50 for both of you. It was $50.
One friend, let's go.
Yeah. And they did some really cool poses. So we have one where when we were at karaoke, we got the photo op for that for the two that were there. So it was Libby Tanner, and I was thinking Tammy and Libby at the same time. And Tammy McIntosh. So Libby was, she played a counselor on the show, later on in the show. But the two of them were there, and we got to have, like, photo ops with them. Yep. We did the coolest poses. So I did post
like
it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, we're going to do something really fun. We're like, okay. I was like, let's do it. So we did. It was like, okay, they told me and Libby to turn our heads, and then at the count of three, turn our heads back and, like, vogue. So, like, we did, and they snapped the shot. And of course, you know, my friend Trin. Hi, Trin. I know you're listening. You said you were going to be listening. I'm going to do a shout-out, Trinity. She came with me, and her and Tammy were, like, they were doing this sultry
pose.
Like, they had their faces together and they were hugging. Yeah. It was so awesome because they were two totally different.
Laughing. I was like, it was like.
Exactly. Because there were two totally different poses in the same picture. It was just funny. And it was a lot of fun. It just was fun.
It was fun. It looked like a blast.
It was.
I mean, I know I sent you that thing where I was like the horror thing, but it was in Connecticut.
I
want to go to that so bad. Like, I'm taking
that looks
day
like it would
off.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've had a rough week. I've worked 5 straight days of doubles for 16 hours.
Sheesh.
Because my
you need help.
Assistant manager decided to act like a child and quit. But anyways.
So you need help.
Yeah.
So you're hiring.
Yes. So I'm hiring. I'm not going to tell you where. But I'm hiring.
I think people figured it out. If they listen consistently, they know where you work.
Damn it. But I mean, I've got a one person so far, which is good, but it's not an ASM, you know what I mean? But
So there's a job opening.
There is a couple, actually. So
if anybody needs a job, let Chuck know.
Yeah, contact me here on No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I can see him call here, like, yeah, I was looking for a job. Is Chuck there?
Yeah, you have to contact Chuck, not the station.
WTBR and be like, can you stop giving people the number here so they call and ask for a job?
Yeah, you got to contact Chuck.
My bad.
Himself.
Yeah, not through email. Well, maybe.
Yeah, because, you know, there might be people out there that do need a job.
Yeah. I mean, there is.
There are people.
It's just there's people that want to. The people I don't understand that when they apply for a job and don't want to work, why'd you apply?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Sometimes, too, you know, you need a job, so you get it, and you're there for the paycheck, and that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's all well and good. Nobody loves their job, right?
No.
Not a lot of people get to do the job they love.
Definitely don't love my job.
Not a lot of people get to be in a career that they wanted to have when they were young or strove to have, you know. Yeah. Like, you usually just pick out a job that you can have and get by. But the more you make the atmosphere better, the better it is to go to work.
It's funny because once they left that day, I already said, the whole, like, when you were talking about when it left.
The vibes
dude,
changed.
It completely changed. Like, I was happy, And then I was like, what am I going to do?
It's like the air doesn't feel so heavy.
Yeah. It was like just a weight lifted off my chest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thank God. You know, like, this is great. I was like, this is so awesome. I'm happy. And then I was like, uh-oh.
Now I got to work a lot.
Yeah. I was like, oh, like, no.
But yeah, I mean, if the atmosphere is good and when you walk in and you feel, you know, good about being there, it isn't so bad.
It has its moments where I walk in and I'm like, ugh, you know, just like, I don't want to be here. And then there's the atmosphere where it's like, ah, I feel great. I love being here. And it's just some of those days where it's just...
Everybody's got those days.
It annoys me, but...
Everybody's got those days.
Yeah, I think it's everybody. Some people are just like, I love my job. No, you don't.
Some people do, though.
I know.
Some people are like, they go in every single day and love their job. Hot, and I think that's awesome. Man. So kudos to you.
I'm glad you love your job because I'm... You're probably 24 and you're a manager and you love your job. Wait till you get my age. Then you're going to be like, I hate this. Because now I have to do the same thing. Double.
I know. A lot of the folks that I see that love their jobs are social work jobs. It's people, yeah. The people that work with people. And as much as like, you know, a lot of times you'll hear everybody say, I hate people. I don't like people. Yeah. But in your heart of hearts, you like people because if you see somebody sad,
I like some people.
Yeah, but I mean, if you see somebody sad, you're gonna feel for them. You're gonna ask them, "Hey, is everything okay?" Because you feel bad for them. You don't even know them, and you feel bad for them. So, you like people. Yeah. You just don't like what people do.
It's funny because I always wanted to be a therapist. I always wanted to make sure people.
Oh yeah, I remember you were taking classes for that.
I still do it, but. And I had one of my employees come in because she wasn't doing well, and like. I started talking to her, and I said, are you okay? And she was like, no, can I talk to you? I was like, open door policy every time. And I
went
to the office. I shut the door, privacy. And she started talking to me, and it was just like, you know, this is what's going on. And she was like, how do you know this? I was like, I've taken many classes so far, so I'm pretty good at this. And she's like,
give this a try. Give this a try. Yeah, give that a try.
I said, try this. And she was like, thank you so much. I was like, yeah, no problem. You know, that's what I'm there for. I'm a therapist and a manager.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of personalities when you manage, you know, a large area, a large place.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to adapt to those personalities. And a good manager will be able to do that. And, you know, you kind of feel people out, figure out how to talk to them and how to respond to them. And it's tough sometimes.
It's funny because everybody's always like, are you leaving? Are you leaving? I'm like, if I did, and they're like, we're quitting if you leave. I'm like, calm down. Hold. I was like, you can't like me that much. And they're like, no, we love working for you. We don't want you to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that makes me feel good. You know, it makes me feel, if people are going to quit when I leave, that's funny.
Yeah. That's also a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I can imagine that's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's not that, you know, it's a bad thing to have people that like you, that work for you, but it's a lot of pressure to think, okay, you know, when you need to make a decision for yourself, it's going to affect these people. And then to you, you're like, maybe I shouldn't do it, but it's not really making you happy if you don't.
It's not an easy decision. Like, it's like, I don't want to hurt them. You know,
right.
If I have to go,
right.
You know, if I just can't stand being here anymore. And I'm like, I even tell them, I'm like, look, if I don't want to be here anymore, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
Like way ahead of time. So you can just do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, but again, you know, it's so hard to find a job a lot of times. You know, it's not like they be able to follow you wherever you go because that place may not be hiring.
It's funny
other than one or two positions.
It's funny because they're always like, wherever you go, I'm following you. Why? Because you're an awesome manager, respectful. I was like, well, I mean, I always praise you guys. If you guys do a good job, I let you know. If you do a bad job, I let you know.
Well,
in the nicest way possible, no disrespect.
Well, why not instead just like, instead of like leaving with you, take what they're learning from you and move up.
Yeah. That's what I tell
them. You know, and then do the same kind of job that you're doing, you know, and then that way other people will feel more inspired and it just kind of like, you know, it's like a ripple effect.
Yeah. But it's funny because one of the guys I work with, he's 84 years old.
Yeah.
Amazing. He's so fast at his job. And I was like, yo, if I leave, I'm going to give you the manager's position. He's like, no, you're not. He was like, I don't work nights. I was like, calm down. It's only one night. You wouldn't have to work any more than that. He's like, what night? I was like, Saturday. He goes, oh, I could do that. But then he was like, I don't want that job. It's too much pressure for me. I was like, okay.
It is a lot of pressure.
It's a ton of pressure. They ask, okay, well, the problem is they ask way too much of you. Way too much. And you can never catch up. And it drives me insane where it's like, oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do this. Well, I'm already working on this. Well, you need to get this done. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you slow down, please?
And, you know, it's hard because they have a boss.
Yeah.
You have a boss. They have a boss. Your boss has a boss. You know, so, you know, they're getting their necks breathed on.
Yeah.
For these things to get done. So now they got to breathe down your neck.
Yeah. It's obnoxious. It's like, yeah.
Do you like scary movies?
Hey, dude, really?
At least take me to dinner first.
Yeah, come on. Light the candles.
But yeah, I mean, I can see where that, you know, there's a lot of pressure on both sides.
It's, I love my employees. I do. I love them all. Well, most of them. Anyway.
In case you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, you heard it.
In case you're listening, it's not you.
Yeah, in case you're listening, it could be you.
You just never know.
Yeah, I mean, I love my employees, some of them, not all of them.
Sorry.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but there's ones that just call out constantly and don't want to come to work. So I don't like you that much because you drive me nuts when I want you to come to work and you're not here. And then I'm by myself and I'm like, I can't do it all.
Well, maybe it's not them, but it's you just don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like what they're doing. It's not that I don't like them. Let me rephrase that. I know it's not like I don't like them. I just don't like that. It's like,
exactly.
You got a job for a reason. Come to your job.
Yeah.
It's going to get to the point where I'm going to act like my trainer, where she's evil. And it's so funny because when she was training me, she was one of her employees called and was like, oh, I'm not feeling well. She's like, are you dying? She's like, no. She's like, are you throwing up? She's like, no. She's like, are you at the hospital? She's like, no. She's like, then you can come to work. I was like, dang.
Well, I mean, a lot of times people just don't want to be there. They call and say, I don't feel good. And
yeah,
they don't want to come in.
And then 10 minutes later, you see them in Price Chopper.
And 10 minutes later, they're posting on, you know,
Facebook. I got out of work.
Yeah. At the lake.
Yeah. Sunbathing. Look at him drinking a smoothie.
You look like you feel just fine.
Yeah,
Don't you feel good today?
You got that whole bottle of whiskey sitting right next to you.
What is that, a White Claw?
Yeah. Ew. Is that a Truly?
Yeah. Some people love those. I don't know.
I can't. I tried.
I did. I tried it too. I don't like seltzer.
I don't either.
I don't like seltzer water. I don't like flavored seltzer water. It smells good, so you go to drink it, and it tastes really bad to me. That's just me.
It's got a weird...
You're expecting it to taste a little sweeter, that's all. And it doesn't at all.
I can't remember the one my wife used to buy. It wasn't Polar. It was some other one. And it was actually really good. It tasted good.
Adirondack?
I don't remember. It was so good, though. It wasn't bad. And I don't like seltzer water at all. I actually could deal with it. So it was more like it tasted more like a soda-ish type drink, but it wasn't like, it didn't have that nasty bubbly aftertaste. Like every time you drink the Polar one, you're like, oh,
yep.
That one, but it wasn't that one. I don't remember which one it was. It was good though.
Yeah. It's like, folks want to have that soda effect without all the sugar and syrup and everything. Yeah, exactly. So I get it, but I can't, it's like, it just makes me think of Alka-Seltzer.
I'll drink water all day, but I won't drink that stuff. Yeah, Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, exactly. Alka-Seltzer.
It makes me think. But Alka-Seltzer works really good. So in the off chance that I actually have the flu, like a really bad flu, I will use Alka-Seltzer. I'll just like hold my nose and do it. But because it works so good.
I would pour some polar drink and then throw some Alka-Seltzer in there and be like, it's got flavor.
Yeah.
I'm downing this.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've asked people before and they just don't have like a straight answer. Like a, they don't really have like a reason that they just like, I just like it. It's like, well, but why? Yeah, what is it about? Like explain. And I'm not judging. I just want to know what the difference is between you and me.
Yeah. What's what?
Like, what am I missing?
What is it?
Am I missing something? Like, is it me?
I could.
It could just be me.
I mean, I've tried it, but I'm just like, I'm like, wait, what?
My brain does not compute.
Yeah, I don't know what that movie was where he tried something. He's like,
I can't remember.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think I'm vaguely, I can remember something.
Will Ferrell did that. He was doing something. I can't remember. And he was like,
It was probably like Step Brothers or something. I don't know.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Also on PCTV. We will be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Well, Billy remembered it's Elf.
It was Elf, yeah. We were talking through the commercial break. Yeah. I was like, which movie was it? And we're talking, and I was like, oh, wait, it was Elf.
It was Elf. Do you need a hug?
I have to say that is probably one of my favorite movies that comes out around Christmas.
My favorite part in that whole movie. There's just like, oh, we forgot the star on the tree. It just runs and grabs it. It just falls. Dude, I died every time I watch that part.
It is funny.
He's like,
I'm wondering if he actually ate all that stuff. Like
the spaghetti?
The spaghetti with the maple syrup and
he
the.
He said it was the grossest thing he ever ate in his life.
Oh, man. Like, and he had to pretend he loved it.
He was like, I would have been like,
oh, the other can. Just the texture alone. Of all that, like, oh god, did anybody? I wonder if anybody's ever tried putting maple syrup under pasta.
I'm gonna do it.
Just a little one. Just take like a little tiny
I'm just
fork
gonna take
full
one piece and
and swirl it around. Then try it.
Just gonna try this inchworm in here. Oh god!
You're gonna come back and you'll be like, don't do it.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
I mean, you can if you want, but...
I mean, if you want to eat maple syrup with your spaghetti, feel free.
Yeah.
I mean...
And I think he had, like, M&M's or something in it, too.
And didn't he have, like, cereal?
I don't know.
Like, crushed cereal? He was like...
Yeah, he's definitely crushing up cereal.
Some Ritz crackers.
No, it had to be all sugar.
Yeah.
Ugh.
God, I would have died.
Dude, watching that makes my mouth hurt.
It makes my... insulin want to rise.
it makes my pancreas hurt, man.
Oh god. Yeah, it's every time he did it, I was like, god, why?
Santa, I know him. You're not Santa. That was funny.
You smell like beef and cheese. I love that part. You're an imposter. You're not Santa. You smell like beef and cheese.
Yeah,
I love that part.
But that's one of the movies I like that comes out at Christmas time. And I think that like everybody's got their favorites.
Oh yeah,
you know, like the classics that always come out.
Mine's always going to be A Christmas Story. I watch it every year.
Well, they play it 24 hours a day on Christmas Day.
But I won't watch that. I'll just like play.
Yeah,
it
because
on the
that
TV.
Ruins it.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I will never stop. Like, watching it only because of the part where he comes out with a bunny outfit on.
Yeah.
Where he's like, he looks like a pink nightmare. Do you like wearing that?
It's for years I didn't watch that movie because it was on,
yeah,
you know, at the house when I was a kid.
Well, that's the thing.
It was
I, like,
on 24 hours. I was like, I can't watch this.
Yeah, that's again. The thing. I wouldn't watch it, the 24-hour thing.
No,
I would just play
it
on my own.
Yeah.
And when it's over, I'm done. That's my Christmas thing. I'm finished.
I love Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, oh, God.
I you know, I love all the vacation movies, but that one's my favorite one.
Yes, that one's good. Where he's like, he finally lights it up. And he's like, oh, he gets all mad.
Yeah.
And he's like, ugh.
And it was because his wife turned the light switch on. remember when the mom did it and it all went on, but he didn't see it.
Yeah.
and then afterwards, the wife, you know, she caught on and she was like, wait a second.
I love when they go get the tree and the girl's eyes are frozen open.
Yeah, everybody's trying to get the tree.
Dad, where's the saw? He's like,
yeah.
Just got it through the roof.
See, families don't do that anymore. They don't go out because you can't, really. Yeah. I mean, I think it's illegal in most places. You can't go out and just cut down trees and take them home. But the funniest part was after that tree got ruined, he went outside and he cut that tree in his front yard.
And then ripped it out through that woman's window.
And there was a squirrel in it.
Yeah. I went with the cat.
Yeah.
The cat was chewing on the cord. It was like... And they moved the chair. And
it was a burnt cat. Yeah. Burnt cat print. Say that five times fast.
Burnt cat print.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burnt cat print. It's going to be a new slogan on our shirt. Burnt cat print. Wait.
I told you.
Dang it.
Try saying that. I know you're driving. If you're driving home and you're listening to us, you try saying that five times fast. If you're sitting at home listening to us, try to say that five times fast.
You know, people are probably doing it really slow. Like, burnt cat print. Burnt cat print.
You got to say it fast.
You
got to
say it fast. Don't walk around it. Say it fast. Like, burnt cat print. See, I can't do it.
Burnt cat print.
Burnt cat print. People are like, are they swearing on air? No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But, yeah, that was funny. The fact that the grandma.
Yes.
She packaged up the cats.
Me Jello with cat food in it.
I know. Here's your present. Here's your present for Christmas.
Oh my Lord, that was great. That was funny.
I think
it was like, rear, in the box.
Yeah,
just put it under the tree.
Just put it under the tree. But Chevy Chase's reaction after the squirrel jumped out at him and he ran up the stairs and it was on his back. It was bouncing around on his back. And he was looking around. He would turn one way and turn the other, and the thing was swinging.
It's almost like Tommy Boy when he had the bat on him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of that was ad-libbed in too. Yep. It was a lot of that was unscripted.
They beat him to death.
Oh my God! I touched my thumb.
I touched my thumb.
It was funny.
It was great. Those are good movies.
Yeah, they're classics.
Like, what is another good?
That's funny comedy to me. Like, physical funny comedy like that is hilarious to me. People falling down, people getting whacked with stuff.
I love all the National Lampoon's movies. I don't think I really.
They're funny.
I didn't care for the European Vacation one. I don't know why, or the Vegas one. I didn't like either one of those.
Well, they had their funny moments.
Yeah,
like. The European one when they kept going around and around and
that
around.
That was hilarious.
In
there
the
it
circle.
Is. And they're all
There's
asleep.
There's Big
like,
Ben. There it is again.
They're all asleep and he's going they insane.
From, they
I
went
just
from
can't
morning.
Get over.
They went from morning until it was dark. All the kids are sleeping in the back
seat.
And he's
like, Big Ben Perlman.
I just can't get over. He was going around that roundabout all day.
Oh, man, it was so fun.
Or, like, how nice everybody was to him. And, like, he hit one guy on a bike, and the guy was like, no problem.
I'm okay.
Yeah, squirting. Like, they hit another car, and, like, the bumper fell off. And they're like, no problem.
Just put it in the back seat.
Yeah. Just put it in the back.
Just put it in the back. It's okay. Kill us all.
Turn around and go... Boy, everyone's so nice around here.
Dude, it was great.
Look, I mean, kids, Big Ben.
Kids, Big Ben, Perlman.
I just can't get over. Or when they go to the hotel.
He gets in the bed with the woman.
Yeah, because they have a whole shared bathroom, like with the whole floor.
She wouldn't let him out of the bed.
Yeah.
And he's like
in the wrong
struggling.
Beds. Both of them got in the wrong beds.
Yeah. No, she was in the tub.
Yeah.
And the guy came in, he's just combing his hair, and he's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny.
I thought she got in the wrong room, too.
Yeah, he got into the wrong room, and he was trying to get out, and he was like, trying to get off, and she's like, no, just come here. He's like, leave.
Isn't that the one where the... I might be thinking of a different movie, but isn't that the one where the wall falls down, and they can see the people in the other room?
The wall falls apart. I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Or am I thinking of something totally different?
I think that's it. I think that's one.
I'm not sure. I can't remember if that was in. I know that was in something that I saw. I want to say it was that, but
I don't.
In any
remember.
Case, European Vacation, like it has its funny points. Or when he gets the bill. After his daughter made all those phone calls to a guy that doesn't even like her.
Yeah, you know, he's like, I think we should break up. And she kept eating.
Yeah.
And then they showed the video of her getting fatter and blowing up.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
But yeah, all those, Vegas was, it was all right. I thought it was funny that Rusty kept winning wherever he went.
And they finally drove away with all those cool cars that they won.
Yeah.
That Rusty won anyway.
Yeah, he made him give everything else back but the cars.
Yeah.
Because he was underage.
Yeah, he was like, all right.
Constopolis or something was like the fake ID.
Yeah.
Mr. Constopolis.
What was the... Oh, yeah, that was Click. I forgot. I was thinking of something else. Like when he kept saying, Hubba Bubba Beeboo.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, Hubba Bubba. Hubba Bubba. No, Hubba Bubba Beeboo. Hubba Beeboo. Yeah, that was it. Hubba Beeboo.
Hell, that's funny.
That was great. Okay, Hubba Bubba. It's Hubba Beeboo.
I mean, it makes me think of our old friends. On our podcast. Yeah.
Hakim and Habib?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's the movie with Ashton Kutcher, and they get married, they go on a honeymoon in Europe, and the whole thing just goes like kerplunk.
Yes, I know exactly which one you're talking about. It's got Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy in it, yeah. Yeah.
And she's got... God rest her soul. She was amazing.
Yeah, she was awesome. And her family's rich.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what's the name of that movie?
I can see the picture, the literal picture of it.
Oh, you can't see the name of it?
Nope.
Oh, it's...
People are probably like, that's the name! Yelling at us. We can't hear you.
It's not What Happened. Just Married?
Just Married, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's it. That's
Just
it.
Married.
Because I know the one with Cameron Diaz was the one that's the Vegas.
What Happens in Vegas. Happens that in was Vegas. Funny, too.
That was hilarious.
That was funny.
It was funny because his last name was my last name.
Yep.
I know. Like, 1 million. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I thought of that. I was like, every time I watch it, I think of you.
I know that guy.
Yeah. You sort of kind of like resemble him at times, too. So...
I try.
At times, like when, especially when we were younger, like you had that resemblance. But like, so the, so back to Just Married. That plug.
That plug. Plug it in.
That plug. That shit.
That was funny.
And they come out with the thing that they plugged in.
Yeah.
How embarrassing. And it was because it wasn't an American plug,
he's
so
like,
they were trying. They didn't have an adapter or anything. They were trying to plug it into a European plug, and they couldn't.
It was hilarious.
They plugged it in, turned the thing on, and it was like it started a fire. How embarrassing, though!
It was like Hard Eyes when she threw it at his face.
And yeah,
it was like, rear, rear, rear on the floor.
Yes,
I was like, I could not stop. I had to rewind it just to watch it again.
And it's movies like, it's like those parts in movies like that, like how, I have to sit and wonder how many takes they have to do for that.
Without, I would die.
Because you can't do it without laughing. So
I don't think me and you could do a movie because it would be more outtakes than anything.
Take 7,352.
Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure.
Yeah.
Take 7,922
for scene one.
Okay, what do I do again? You sit on the couch. You say, "Hey, Billy, want a cup of coffee?" Oh, okay. You say, "Hey, Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure." So funny.
That's probably because I'd be off camera trying to make fart noises or something. Yeah, like Chuck.
I like those ones that go, wait, they're like,
yeah.
Like out of the blue, you're like,
how did that come out of me?
What is it? Do I have a squeaky toy there?
I know I didn't eat the squeak. My dog eats the squeaks. Yeah, I don't.
Like, wee-oo, wee-oo. My dog did that the other day. She has a... Yeah, exactly. So I was at the table and I was doing something on my phone. I was trying to get a hold of Eversource. Anyway, I don't know why I did that in quotations, but
I don't know.
I don't either. I was gonna say a different name, but I didn't.
the electric company.
The company. Yeah, whatever. Nominee. So I was on the phone, and my dog, I didn't know she was under the table, and she had the squeaky toy. When she bit that thing really hard, I jumped, and I smacked my knee on the table. It was like, crack! I was like, and she just looks at me going, staring at me. I was in so much pain.
Aren't they funny when they do that?
I was like, I hate you. I was like, oh.
It almost makes you wonder if they know.
They're like, how
they know
feel?
They did that. Yeah, like,
did it hurt?
Like,
yeah.
That's because you didn't give me a treat last night.
And the little one sitting in the corner going, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, why are you terrified? It's not like you did it.
Poor little guy.
Yeah, he was like, because I hit my knee so hard on that table because
he scared me. And he has those huge, like, sad looking eyes all the time.
Yep.
So you can't help but to be like, oh.
Yeah, he does this thing where he wants to come up on me, like on my lap, and he puts his feet out and he stretches just on my lap and he looks at me like this.
Can I?
He's like, I'm just gonna slowly try to get up
there. I want to come onto your lap.
I go like this, I move him away just a little bit and he just goes and stares at me and he goes, let's try again. Like, stop it. And he's like, but I wanna lay with you.
Cuddles.
And then he cuddled with me the other night. He was like right here because I fell asleep. I was so exhausted. I was like, I was gone.
He's like, it's the perfect opportunity. I can go sit on him.
He's not paying attention.
I'll go snuggle in his hoodie.
Yeah, he was like on the where the couch, the back of the couch sits.
Yeah.
He was right here, right on my neck. And I was like,
it's like that's the warmest spot for him. That's why.
Yeah, I was gone. And I woke up like, and he was like, he stared at me. I was like, come on. I picked him up, put him down. I was like, stare right there.
And he's so little, too. So yeah. It's like,
it's like picking up a, I don't know,
a little rat,
can of fruit.
Play a little rat.
Yeah. you come here, little boy. So funny.
We'll call you Splinter.
Splinter. Bad.
He's cute.
He is. He's adorable. Oh, man.
Mine, I can't. I have many, many stories, but she enjoys Trin.
Yeah.
A lot. She loves her. And I call her auntie. So I'm like,
hi, Trin. I just wanted to say hi to you as well.
She goes and sits with her all the time. And I actually have this video of her where she's got like her toy like in between her like her legs.
Yep.
And she's just looking up at Trin, right? And she puts one paw on her hand, like just real lightly, just puts one paw on her hand and is still looking at her like, hey, is this okay? And then she puts her other one on top of that. Right, and then she's got that look, like the one you can't turn your back on. The one that's like, "I love you so much, can you hug me?" You know, she had the look, and I caught that all on camera. It was the cutest thing.
That's funny. Like that's what Momo does. The same thing. He'll sit like this,
mm-hmm.
with his feet crossed, and he just stares at me like this. I'm like, "Are you being proper?"
Yeah.
He just looks at me like
they do that, don't they?
Ears pop up, and I'm like, "Are you being proper?" And he's like, he doesn't move. And I'm like, move your feet. You're not supposed to do that.
They're fine.
Sissy's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
She looks over at me like, what'd I do?
Harper does do that. She does. She crosses her feet.
Yeah, it's cute.
I'm like, are you being prissy?
I think it's
are you a little princess?
Are you a princess?
But it is funny when they do that.
Are you a princess? Because I'm a princess.
It's all princess.
Dude, I want to buy the princess thing that we sell at work.
Tiara and just wear it. You should.
People are like, what are you doing? I'm like,
what do you mean? What are you talking about?
What?
Just act like it's not even there.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
Like I had a sticker right on the end of my nose and people come to cash out.
Like 99-cent sticker?
No, it was a buy two, get one.
Even better.
I'm like, how you doing? They're like, pretty good. Just stare at me. I'm like, what's the matter? And they're like, nothing. I'm like, all right, just cash my money. You have a good day. And I smile at them. And they're like,
yeah, if you buy two of Chuck's noses, you get one for free.
Get one booger here, one booger there.
Bats in the cave.
That one's sticky.
That's funny, man. Though. That is a funny sticker. You get like, get something like buy one, get one, or buy two, get one free.
I had one on my forehead that said like $5.99 or something. I can't remember. I put it there just for fun, and I totally forgot it was there. Totally forgot. It was up upper part of my forehead. It wasn't like right here where I
right,
feel
where
it,
you
like
can kind of, yeah.
And everyone's like looking at me like this. I'm like, what are you looking at? Do I have a pimple or something? Yeah. You're driving me nuts.
Is there like a bullseye there?
And they're like, well, you have a sticker on your forehead. I was like,
I do.
Oh, you can keep it.
You imagine this, like, even after leaving work, like, going and doing what, like, running errands afterwards and, like, going into all the stores and you just have, like, this $5.99 sticker on your head?
Do you know how funny that would be?
Dude, you know what you should do? You should take googly eyes and just put them, put them on your forehead and just walk around all day with it.
Just one right there.
Yeah.
One big one.
Yes. Put one on each cheek.
When you smile, it goes.
Yeah. I have a box of 1,000 of them. You should come grab a couple.
We should walk Walmart and put them on googly eyes on everything like we're going
to. I've been wanting to do that for like 2 years.
Gotta
now.
Do it.
Just put googly eyes on everything. If you see googly eyes on something, you know I did it.
It would be great, dude. It would be so funny. We have
put it
so
on,
much
like,
fun.
Put it on like all the cardboard
Depends.
Stand-ups of people.
Depends.
Cereal boxes with people on them.
Just keep doing it. People are like, what are you doing? Well, I was going to buy this thing of honeycombs.
Yeah.
Put it, yeah.
You had to do it like in Kiswick. Who knows how long it is. So you put them on there, and then a week later, you go back to see if they're still there. See if anybody notices.
That's the best part, though.
I'm sure somebody's gonna
put
notice,
it
but you
like
never
hair
know.
Dye, we're always, they're all like,
yeah, exactly. Like, where there's faces on things, and you just put them right where their eyes are.
Yep,
just googly eyes,
like Scott Tissue with the bear. Stick them right there.
Is it Scott? What is it?
Is it Scott or is it Charmin?
Charmin. Yeah,
it's extra soft. Oops.
but I think it would be hilarious to put, you know, take. Couple of more, just one or whatever, just put it on yourself.
Yep.
You know, obviously where you're not going to like, it's not going to bother you.
If I didn't have this, it would be perfect right there.
Yeah. Just put it like, yes. Because then every time you talk, you could put it like in the beard.
That would be great. Like, watch out for the monster in my beard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't bring out the evil in me. It's in there. It's in the beard.
I'm scared.
Like, see, there's an eye.
I told you.
Don't make me do it.
Don't make him angry.
You won't like him when he's angry.
Yeah, you wouldn't like him when he's angry. Your beard? Yeah, it's gray. But anyway.
Not green.
Old. It's not green. It's gray.
Gray.
It's a gray Hulk. Well, gray, yeah. There's a
so
gray Hulk.
I saw a post on Facebook about the word gray. The spelling of it.
Yeah.
So
there's many. Well, there's two.
G-R-A-Y and G-R-E-Y and a lot of folks, and I have to agree. What exactly is the difference? So if you wrote something like, that person's wearing a gray hat, and you wrote it G-R-A-Y, or you wrote it G-R-E-Y, does it matter?
I don't know.
I found out why. What the difference is in the spelling, but it isn't what you wouldn't think of it, and it doesn't really matter. I guess G-R-E-Y is like the British English way of spelling it, and G-R-A-Y is the American English way of spelling it. But I've always spelled it G-R-E-Y.
So have I.
So I don't think it matters.
No. No. Do you have a G-R-E-Y hat?
Yeah. or is it G-R-A-Y?
You mean a gray hat? You mean a G-R-A-Y? Wait a minute.
Could you imagine walking around and having to do that? Like,
it's so funny.
Is that G-R-E-Y or G-R-A-Y gray? does it matter? Mr. Gray?
Mr. Gray. I know that guy.
I mean, I guess it would matter if your name is Gray.
Gray's Anatomy.
Yeah. 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 Which is an actual book, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not the show. It's not about the show.
I like the show. I thought the show was great.
The Grey's Anatomy, like, encyclopedia of anatomy. Yeah, I have it. It's on my shelf. It's really, really thick.
Like, boom.
Yeah, it's like a dictionary.
Like War and Peace.
Well, today's dictionary is probably smaller than it used to be, but
if I ever had
let's say it's like the 1980s version dictionary.
If I ever had a son, I'd name him War and Peace.
Yeah.
Because it was
very
like that,
poetic.
I can't remember the name of the movie that had the kid. His superhero name was War and Peace. No, that sounds so awesome. Let's name him Warren, and then middle name would be Peace, and his last name would be mine. That'd be so awesome. War and Peace. I'm like, you sound like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
People, your name's stupid. If you ever picked on him, I'd choke you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you have to think about that, though, like when you name your kid. Like,
yeah, these days.
Like anytime. Like, you know, like when we were kids, like.
What's your name, Hanna Barbera?
Yeah, right? I'm really glad that I wasn't named what I was going to be named, okay?
Oh, no.
Because my mom was sort of a hippie.
Oh, God, what was it?
And it was going to be Star. For real, dude. And partly because when I was born, I had a 5-point star-like figure on my forehead for a birthmark, which is no longer there.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because that probably would have just added to my horrible childhood of being tortured in school. But it would have been really bad if I still had it and I was named Star. It would have been really, really bad. But yeah, my mom was a hippie, and she thought that was going to be a great name for me.
Sorry, because my name was supposed to be Frederick.
Maybe because I'm a star.
Frederick.
Yeah,
that Frederick and Star is not your cup of tea.
Yeah, Fred. Freddy.
Frederick. She was like, no, I wanted to name you Frederick. I'm like, why? She was like, because you look like a Frederick. I was like, no, I don't.
No.
I was like, unless I'm burned
so
and mutilated.
Weird.
Could you imagine if our names were actually Frederick and Star? Like, Frederick and Star is not your cup of tea.
We'd probably call it something else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'd have to.
Star and Freddy. Freddy and Star is not your cup of tea. That would be so weird.
Wouldn't it? We should just change it for fun.
No. No.
Just one.
Let
just
me
one
think about
episode.
It. No.
Just one episode. We'll be like, hi, my name's Star. My name's Frederick.
Frederick. I would name a piece of lint in my pocket Frederick.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is Frederick.
Frederick.
He's been hanging out with me all day in my pocket.
I used to name my boogers
when I was a kid. Let me, like, four.
Yeah, I was like, this is Johnny.
This is Patrick.
And flick it. And flick it. And we'll
see
come
if Patrick
off,
can go
it.
Further than Johnny did when I flicked him. We're going to make a game out of it.
I remember when I was a kid. Sounds so bad on the radio, but I'd pick my nose when I was a kid. I'm sure everybody's
a lot of people did.
But I used to wipe it on the TV screen.
Oh, my God.
I would go,
there'd be
done.
Booger wipes all over the TV.
My dad would go, like that, and there's a streak. And he's like, Chuck! Like that, and I'm like, yeah. I come downstairs, like, hands in my pocket, wobbling back and forth. And he's like, did you pick your nose again? No. Why is there boogers on the TV? I'm like, there's no boogers on the TV. He's like, go get a napkin and wipe it off. Okay. So I'd spray it with Windex. And
I really think it'd be so funny if people could tell us, like, if they could go to our Facebook page, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook, and just tell us what was like when you were a kid, if you can remember, if you were that kid that actually did it, like, if you picked your nose, where'd you wipe it? And I know, and you know what? It could totally
be like,
it could totally be anonymous. You send a message.
30% is going to be like, I ate it.
I ate it.
Yeah, it was chewy.
Like,
it's
like, who knows what? I mean, this is the same group of people that ate Play-Doh. So, I mean, well, come on. You smelled it. And it smelled kind of like doughy.
I can't say anything. I used to eat chew on the putty.
Oh.
Remember the putty you used to like put on the newspaper?
Yeah.
I used to go, I got so sick, dude.
And then there's the paste that used to smell like mint.
Dude, I used to eat that like crazy. It was so
good. It smelled like mint.
It was so good. I don't know what it was.
So that explains a lot.
Yeah. It's like eating paint chips as a kid.
Did you ever eat paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
Why?
What? Did you ever used to peel it when you were a kid?
Because it was just
so
like
fun.
One little piece was like popped up, so you got to kind of, you can't help it. You just go over there and just peel it.
I had so many wear marks on my walls. My mom was like, did you do this? I'm like, no, it just fell off.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And then I walk over and go,
rip.
Yay.
Something about it was very satisfying.
Yeah,
just,
I don't know
just
what
taking
it
them, taking the little bits of paint, like ripping tape off
so
of stuff.
So fun.
Oh, no. Man. Unfortunately, we've got about 10 seconds left.
Yep, we got 10 seconds. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Thanks for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We appreciate it. You guys have a good rest of your day. Have a good one, guys.